zero.
All right, let's call the meeting to order. Roll call.
Murphy.
Here.
Beppo.
Here.
King. Morris.
Here.
Stuber.
Here.
Harry.
Here.
Trulock.
Here.
All right, join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we welcome you to remain standing as we pray. Father, today on Election Day, we thank you, Father, for the opportunity and the privilege and the right to vote. And as a board, we thank you for reminding us of our responsibility as those elected. So, Lord, today as we listen and hear the hearts of our people here in Tolono, and we hear from those we have working with us and for us, we thank you, Father, that you will give us wisdom as we tackle the issues and make the best decisions for our community, for our people, and for this town. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let me get this piece of paper.
All right, sorry. Public comments. Daniel.
Given that I saw multiple people have signed up for public comments, I will break with tradition and keep it brief. I have a complaint. In the process of having a lot line dispute with my neighbor, I have tried to file on the nuisance ordinance about cars parking in the mud in the disputed van. I was told by Tolono law enforcement to put up a fence. It's a disputed property line. I can't put up a fence. I know we have an ordinance against cars parking in the grass. Y'all send me a letter about it 3 or 4 times a year. I just need to know, how do I actually get that moving? How do I complain?
The parking in the mud or the grass?
Yes.
I drove through there today because I saw some of it going on. So I drove through. There's rock there. I don't know where the property line is. I have no clue.
Okay.
We have the GIS map, and it, from what I look like on the GIS map, which I'm not a surveyor.
It's way off, and yeah. it's disputed.
We've got to figure out where the property line is first, I think, would be the first.
Before I complain again, on the nuisance ordinance?
You can complain.
I tried.
They
I was told to build a fence.
They put rock in there.
They put rock in there for the drain field.
For the drainage.
Yeah, the drain field is right at the edge of the parking lot on purpose so that it catches the runoff from the parking lot. The rock, the gravel through there is not cosmetic, and it's not there as a parking area, although I could care less about them parking on the gravel. I really don't care where they park. If they want to gravel their side of the thing so that it's not spraying mud all over everything, I'd be happy with that.
So maybe we need to reach out to the people who own those apartments and see if they'll put gravel in
it. I've tried. And what I got back was that's our property, we're not going to worry about it. So, anyway, moving on to the second question. It has been the tradition for the last several years in the village of Tolono that you would do a bi-monthly brush pickup. Last year when we renegotiated the burn ordinance, we left in the green stick ban, which is cool, I get that. We don't want a lot of smoke in the village.
Yeah.
But given that there's, when I go on the website, we have now dropped to a once a month brush pickup. I just don't want stuff laying on my grass for a month between pickups.
It's the first and third Mondays, weather permitting.
On the public website, I went to scheduled events, and it had the brush pickup.
We'll fix that.
Okay, so it's a website issue.
Yeah,
it's not
a website issue. We haven't changed.
Just posted the flyer.
Outstanding. Thank you very much.
As
for
I
your
said,
time.
I didn't think we'd went to one.
I just went with Summer too the other day, and we were making it on the calendar too.
So, okay. It's like that's news to me.
Outstanding, thank you.
All right, so who owns that apartment? Do you remember?
Farallon.
Farallon, okay. Okay, I can't read. Who's the next public comment?
DJ Stewart.
Oh, DJ. Okay. It was like D, and that's all I got. Yeah. So.
I own the property out in Stewart Industrial Park.
Okay.
And I'm getting ready to sell my equipment. Anyway, I'm going to be selling some land out there. But I've got some people wanting to buy half of one lot, and then somebody else buy the other half. And just some different things going on. I want to know if the village is going to be receptive to me replatting the lots lines out there.
I think so. I think we would. Now, is that, where's that at?
It's on 900 North.
900 North, okay.
Yeah, west of 45.
I think we would. We have a planning board now, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my first step.
Hopefully we have another business moving in there.
Maybe. What's that?
We have another business moving in there, I hope.
Yeah.
Maybe, okay.
Yeah, possibly.
I think I talked to one of them that was, talking to you, so.
But they're just, I'm not, nothing set in stone now. It's just, you know, they want this and they want that, and I want to move my line over and make mine smaller for where my warehouses are. And so nothing's set in stone how I'm going to do it, but I just want to make sure that the village is receptive to it. If it comes to that.
Even though we're mad because you retired, so I don't know who's going to fix our stuff now. Yeah. So.
And I'm going to do the same thing here in town on that property.
On that property.
I'm going to put a dividing line.
The one next to our Esda shed?
What's that?
The one next to the Esda shed?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I own from there all the way to the north end, like 400 foot. I'm going to, somewhere in there, put a dividing line. So if I want to sell off the big building or the little building, I can. So
that makes sense.
So I figure if I'm having a surveyor come in, I'm going to have it all done.
That makes perfect sense. Okay. Yeah.
So
unless somebody contradicts me here, I don't have a problem with that at all.
Definitely start with the
still the planning commission, Frank Norton, or
is Wade in here? No, he slip out. Yeah, that's the group that was meeting right before we came.
Okay, well, Wade's going to stop and see me in the morning.
Perfect.
Something else, so.
That's absolutely perfect. And then you can also talk to Matt back there, too.
Yeah, okay.
He used to be a surveyor.
Yeah. Not a lot of surveying to do. I know where all the pins are. It's just a matter of taking measurements and setting new pins. So.
Okay.
But, okay, I just want to make sure he's receptive to it.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
It seems like a little meeting.
Does anybody else want to talk?
Yes, they will be.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You're locked in.
The wrong sheet. All right. You got the Meharry thing, right?
I have the Meharry continuum.
Do that real quick?
As soon as
you... Yeah. We're going to zip down to new business, review and approve zoning change for the Meharry property, and Terrence has a motion.
Do you want to say anything before?
Yeah, I'll briefly just explain to you that Planning and Zoning Commission is doing a great job of really kind of getting up to speed, and they're really good people that you got on there, and we're slowly getting to a rhythm where we're going to be all over these things. They had a public hearing on the Meharry annexation rezoning. There's more information that they're waiting for the Meharrys to provide, so they motioned to continue their hearing until Monday the 15th, which is the day before your next regular meeting. And so my recommendation to you is to do what Terrence motions to do.
And I make a motion to continue the public hearing on the Meharry Farm property annexation agreement and rezoning until the next regular village board meeting, village board of trustees meeting at 6:30 p.m. on April 16th, 2019.
Can I get a second?
A second.
All right. Is that roll call or all in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then what I will do, though, is I'm going to hand out copies of what they're kind of looking at, just so you'll have a rough idea of what it is ahead of time. Or I guess it's probably better for you if we just email us. Do you want paper copies, or do you want me to email it to you?
I'm fine with email.
Yeah, I'm fine with email.
All right, you don't need extra paper. Got it.
All right, then we're going to stay down in new business for a minute. And the review and approval of the zone change for the Run property, AG-1-2R3.
Do you have anything to say about that one?
I could. On that property, it's not so much a rezoning as it is just approval of an annexation agreement. So this property, in the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends that you approve what I'm about to hand out to you. And what's happening is you've got a big chunk of land that's pretty far away from the village. And what they're wanting to do, yep, this is the right one. And what they're wanting to do is they're wanting to break off a little piece of it to build a house on it. And historically, in the past, what you've done is voted and just kind of given someone permission to go ahead and do something like that. What you've kind of indicated, sorry about that, in the past is instead of just blanketly doing that, having them enter into an annexation agreement with the village so that if they ever become contiguous to the village, they'd have to automatically annex in. The drawback is that when property's really far away, it's going to be a long, long time before that becomes contiguous. And these agreements by law can only last 20 years. That said, kind of consistent with this idea that we would just do these automatically anyway, this would be consistent with that philosophy if you want to keep following it. So the agreement that you have in front of you is really simple. What it does is it says, okay, we'll let you go ahead and break out this one parcel, and we won't require you to put in roads, public sewers, and sidewalks for this one breakout. But if you ever become part of the town and you're annexed in and there's development around you, then you'll have to pay your share of it if that ever happens. So this would be a pretty common style of annexation agreement that you would have. This will probably not happen in PEC, but it might. So there you have it.
Perfect.
And if you were to approve this, I'd do it with a roll call vote.
Perfect. All right, need a motion.
Motion to approve ordinance 2019-0- next ordinance number. An ordinance authorizing execution of annexation agreement for Douglas and Nadine Rund.
All right, need a second.
Second.
All right, roll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
Perfect.
So he is here and has a copy. But he needs to get it to the county.
So we just need to sign it.
So yeah.
We'll just fill it out.
He's already given it earlier. And I know, gave him a copy so he could look at it.
We just need to sign it.
Yeah.
We need to give him a mark. We need to give him a signed copy, right? Do we need to give him a signed copy?
So he's going to take, I've got just the agreement itself, which you just approved. He's going to take it to the owners tonight.
Okay.
Get him to sign it. He'll bring it back by the village tomorrow and then come by and sign it.
He's very willing to have you guys sign it first, though.
He'd like us for us to sign it first.
I'm fine with signing it first.
Then he'll sign it first.
I'm like, because I don't know when I'll be in the office tomorrow, so.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it sounds like.
All right. All right, MSA, did you guys want to present?
Sure. I just gave you, Wade had asked that I come in tonight and just give you a quick update on the process. He ended up wanting to hit the ground running. I know I originally told you to schedule the meeting a month, and he was like, nope, we're doing two. And I said, okay. So we've already met twice. The first meeting, we basically covered all the existing land use regulations and looked at what is and is not allowed in each district to see if there were any changes they wanted to make to that. Some other things that came up that are not currently regulated or identified. I listed here that we've brought up pet cremation, farmers markets, marijuana growth centers, those sort of things. New uses that are cropping up, so to speak, that we want to look at as we move forward with the zoning ordinance and changes to that. And then the last meeting in March, we basically went over the development standards, looking at existing setback regulations, height regulations, all those bulk regulations, seeing if there were any changes. On the whole, the board decided that they didn't want to make changes to that. The majority is just to clean up the language and to get rid of repetitive language. It is a long ordinance, and so we're working at how to wordsmith to cut down on the number of words. And then we met tonight before this meeting, and we looked at special use and provisional uses, as well as planned unit developments. So looking at, again, reduction in language, not too much changing to how development has or will be occurring, but if anybody has any suggestions or anything they want to bring up with that, now is definitely the time. But if you have any questions for me, I can answer them. If not,
just fixing language is nice. And the contradict, the stuff that...
Taking out contradicting language, I keep coming across that. Having a definition in every chapter and a definitions chapter.
Yeah, we don't.
It's just unnecessary redundancy, so...
Perfect. You guys have any questions for her?
I think so.
All right, great.
Well, thank you
very
much.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Did you have anything for us? Nope. Just come to enjoy our meeting. Yeah. All right, well, let's get back on the agenda then. Do engineering report.
Main thing to talk about tonight is the motor fuel tax stuff. The last week or so, we found out that IDOT and the village have a discrepancy in what unobligated funds are available. IDOT thinks you guys have about $38,000 more than what you have. Typically, what happens is this is something that's happened over the last probably 7 or 8 years when they close out the end of year programs. If they don't do the closeout properly, whatever, money gets missed or gets lost. And IDOT used to do audits pretty regularly. They haven't done them for years in most places. So I'm guessing it's probably something with that, which I talked with Brandy about today. I gave her a contact at IDOT to reach out. Ben Setzer is really good about getting back to you. Anytime I've ever had issues, he gets me the stuff pretty much immediately. Then you can kind of track down and see if and when that happened, just to kind of get the books right between the two. I'm not sure how they would do that. I guess Ben could probably tell you better as to what they would do to get that corrected in their system so that they have your number right. So the motor fuel tax program that I presented last time, this picture that you guys had in your packet, basically, we did that based off the unobligated funds that IDOT had. You guys have about $38,000 less than that. Basically, the options are, if you guys want to go ahead and try to get all this done, I don't know what happened with the trucking money last year. You could allocate that towards this to try to get this, the whole project done. It's either that or you have to cut the program back to fit what you guys actually have in your motor fuel tax.
Actually, we didn't do anything with that money. I think it's just sitting there in the general fund. It's up to you guys. What do you want to do? I mean, we're working on budget too, so I mean, the budget stuff. And we can cut it back to 38 whatever, and then if we have the money, then maybe we can add it back in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could work with, essentially, IDOT wouldn't care, I don't think, but the contract, you just have to work with the contractor. The case. Because right now, the bid package, we've got it set up two ways. It's either with the whole thing and then without. Basically, what we would have to cut, if we had to cut down to that amount, would probably be 3rd Street and East and Maple Street would all have to go to get down to that. So we would either send it out without those or send it out with those and go from there. The one thing I could say is, if you guys think that you're kind of on the fence whether you want to do it or not, you could potentially send it out the bid of the whole thing and then say, we're going to cut this down. The only thing is, and I don't think you're going to get this from the contractor that will most likely end up doing this work, I don't think that he's going to want a price adjustment, because it's not going to be such a crazy quantity that he's going to tweak those numbers significantly. So it may be an alternative to bid the whole thing and then say, hey, we're going to actually delete this more than what we plan to spend.
Okay. So I'm good with that.
And mixing non-FFT money with MFT money is no big deal, right?
Yeah, IDOT doesn't care. Really, they just want to make sure that whatever money they've given you is being spent appropriately. So if you spend...
We overspend, that's great, and we take it out of our general fund.
Right, and if you guys spend anything over and out of the general fund, they don't care. And that's the same thing.
Spend their money on roads.
Right, and I don't know exactly how it goes year to year. They have not been very specific with this, but it may even be something that if you allocated out of general funds and you wanted to cut your program back next year because roads in general were in good shape, or you just didn't want to do the bigger program, you may even be able to reimburse yourself out of the MFT from year to year. I know they... They have allowed that in the past, some flexibility with that, I'll say, but I can't guarantee that.
Okay. All right, you want to do that? But the whole bid packet out? Get nods.
Yep. All right.
Perfect. Yeah.
All right, then I'll give you this one.
Same.
This is the big resolution. And you'll have to sign and seal the top one. Actually, I think there's four copies for you because I dealt once.
Yep.
Hard copies of that one. And then the back one, I think, is Rob's.
So do we have to do an official approval?
Yes, someone will make a motion to approve the resolution as presented. And then your roll call vote it.
Need a motion. Need a motion to approve the motor fuel project as presented. Road project.
I'll make the motion.
$158,000 is the.
Okay, $150,000. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I second it.
Perfect. Roll call.
Buffo?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
And then I think Rob has to sign on the back one.
Bless you.
Bless you.
You just have one in the packet I gave you, Rob, I think.
Okay. All right, anything else for us?
Just an update on the sanitary sewer flow study. We've got everything functioning very well now. The rains we saw this last weekend definitely showed some inflow and infiltration, which we suspected. Just some general numbers, because we haven't had them all clicking just quite yet, but from here on they should be. I would guess your guys' average daily flow that you're seeing at your plant is around 300,000 a day. Your daily average flow that the plant is designed for is like 235, I think. Just put that in perspective. And then the rain over this last weekend, we saw a peak of 770,000 gallons, and I think your peak design flow at the plant is like 588. So you're about, with the rain we had this weekend, you're about 30% over what the maximum the plant can handle, and you're about 20 to 30% over on your average daily flow than what the design is for that thing. Which most days I go out there and talk to the operator, and he says they've got all the pump station running full steam, just trying to keep up. So there's likely some capacity concerns at the plant, which I think we were aware of ahead of this going into it. We also noticed some mild surcharging along the west interceptor line, and then just upstream of the Watson pump station there by the FS. I don't know if you did you get any surcharging on the west side anywhere as far as that goes? Okay, so if you did, it was probably contained within the system still is what that is, so that's at least good. That's where we're at right now. We're a few weeks into that. We're going to go 2 months, and as we approach 2 months, we think we've got enough data. We'll pull stuff out and either relocate it to try to pinpoint stuff further, or we will just pull them out and save some money, and we'll basically put together a report based on that. Any questions on the flow study?
Okay. No,
that's good. The other things, Terry, that I brought with me a couple times ago, talking about the treatment plant stuff, we did go ahead and he's got a proposal together for Matt for the wastewater treatment plant, capital improvement plan, and I think it's at $7,500. And then we went ahead and developed one for a rate study for your water and sewer rates, if that was something you guys wanted to proceed with beyond that. Matt's got both those. I think the discussion at the time was, let's get through the flow study, let's talk about putting next year's budget. So Matt has copies of those to present to you whenever that.
You know how much the rate study was?
I think it was $7,500. I believe the rate study was $9,500, but that was water and sewer. So I think that's what it is. Do you recall? Is that right? Okay. And then the final thing, safe routes to school. Basically, I haven't really talked to a whole lot of people, but I did talk to IDOT, and essentially they're not accepting applications in 2019. They're going to open them back up in 2020. Okay. So, yeah. So So that's, I mean, it's how it goes. I know it sounds like kind of the railroad and IDOT is kind of still a high priority on that thing. Which the good thing about that is it gives us some time to traverse those if we decide that we're going to go forward with this stuff. I did reach out to IDOT, just sent an email back, which I got a lot of good information from them. I just don't know enough about this, but the IDOT personnel that I talked with said that he has seen people when they're pursuing these safe routes to school dollars. In some cases, they hold off pursuing them because there is grade crossing protection funds that are eligible for that stuff as well from the railroad. So it may be something that the ICC says, you guys are doing all the sidewalk through here, and the portion through the railroad maybe is going to, they're going to kick some money into that possibly. So none of that's really been discussed beyond just a very quick email to Chris Greason at IDOT. But there is some potential there. And I would say, you know, the big thing is just target for getting either design done or just plan on getting an application ready for the 2020 submittal, which would, I think last year it was like November it was due. So.
Okay.
And I think that's all I got. Any questions?
Thank you.
Matthew? Thanks. I still haven't got anything on the Elizabeth Street pump station yet, for the pump replacements on that, so that'll probably be pushed back to next year. I did reach out to Premier Cooperative last week and then again today to see what we have or what we can get on the crane elevator for the antenna. They are supposed to talk with Jeff Green. He wanted to get the information from the water company to figure out the antenna size, weight, and like the electricity draw on that. So I talked to them today as well. They'll set that stuff to him directly, and then we kind of move on from there. That way we should be able to get a pretty good number from them as far as what our lease would be. They don't have anything in their file that says that we have current lease or a lease.
For the antenna that we have up there?
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Sure, that was a handshake years ago.
There was probably something a long time ago, but that's. Nobody has that right now. So. I went ahead, I think last time I calculated the 7 to 10 year. Payments for water meters. I went ahead and did the 5-year payment. That would be $5.67 per month. 7-year was $4.21. And the 10-year was $3.17. The 7-year to me looked like the better option just due to the interest rate was about the same as the 5-year. So, I mean, it drops that payment down $1.40 a month. So, you know, it kind of helps that payment out a little bit that way. So.
But then we're still paying 2 more years of interest.
Right.
You said the 5-year was 561?
567. 421 and 317. I also got a proposal from A1 Pavement Maintenance. He came out and measured for crack sealing. They had 60.
Do we have that in our packets?
We do not. I just got that today. 61,000 feet, I think it was. So their proposal.
61,000.
I can send that around. There's three proposals. The first one that came out did, he did for a pavement sealing program, which that's not what we're in. He misunderstood what I was trying to get. The second one is for a corner. We've got a bump before the water can get off the pavement. I wanted him to grind that down. That's in there. And then the third is for the all the streets I have highlighted to do all those streets this year. So I've got around $30,000 in this year's budget. I can still use more of that. We could probably pay this out this year, and then also just make them out two different checks, one for this year, one for next year, to cover that total cost of that. But they came in at 65 cents a lineal foot to do this. Last year we paid $1 a lineal foot. So I think this is about the best way to kind of take care of our pavement. Like I said, we can get a lot done for not a lot of money right now. So, and I think if we can give them the go-ahead, you know, they still might be able to get that done within this next month. So, that's what I would really push for, try and get this.
So essentially $40,000.
Yes.
For...
And the maps are in, they're attached to what I'm handing around right now. So.
Okay. And then the other one was 70-ish, not quite 70.
And I don't have that in for next year. That was just the
67,000
pavement ceiling. So, yeah.
So which one are you proposing to do?
The crack ceiling.
Which is the?
39.
$39,960.50.
$20,000 last fall. So, and again, this money is in the budget. It can't be spent. Or we can spend the $30,000 and say that's where we stop at.
So we're essentially $10,000 shy of the
yes,
whole amount.
Or we just tell them we have to pay them out the next fiscal year for the remainder.
The remainder $10,000.
I say we just do it if we're going to do it.
I agree.
You said you currently have the money for which one?
$30,000. It was $30,000.
To 39?
Yeah.
You have 30,000 of that available?
I've got more than that, but I wanted to see where we're at. I ordered signposts, and I've got some signs coming, so that's going to come out of there as well. And then I've got one load of salt coming yet that we had on this year's state purchase agreement.
Okay.
They're grinding on that. What else do you have?
Pun intended.
The house on Dagny is
grinding
down
the street.
Yay!
Yeah, but now we've created a cat problem.
Yeah.
Oh, no way!
Which one created a coyote problem?
Which one? Well, no, they need to take care of the cat problem.
There's $41,000. $41,036 left. That doesn't include whatever the payment's going to be for your salt.
Post out of that yet.
I don't know that we've been posting that yet.
And then I've got signs coming too, so I don't want to.
How much were your signs?
I don't know yet.
We ordered some extra stuff too. Stuff that. Yep.
So no.
How much do you think the signs are?
I don't know because I don't know how much the signs, the posts, and the salt is.
Because the posts aren't. Hold on. As I say, the posts aren't that expensive. It's the signs.
There's probably about $2,500.
Post.
Post, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, we needed that.
Yeah.
You need those on hand.
I'm not comfortable splitting it over fiscal years. I would be comfortable with us having the money in the budget. Or
well, we have two proposals. Go ahead and do the whole entire thing. We're short around 9,000, but we'll have to.
Not necessarily. It's just I don't know how. That's
we
just
don't
the
know.
Number I kind of pulled out.
Because we've got 41,000 on there ish, a little
right.
over 41,000.
Right.
Then you got your signs, your poles,
yep.
and your load of salt.
Yep.
So you probably have at least $5,000 coming out of there, right?
Yes.
Ish.
Yep.
So that leaves us short, probably around $4,000 to $5,000 out of
and
that
like said,
out of that
can,
budget item.
We can just say
you're looking
this
at maintenance of streets and alleys.
Streets and walks.
So we're short about $4,000 to $5,000.
When will we know how much those total
is that street?
Once we get our invoices from.
What's that one?
That's,
like I said,
that's
the signs
that?
I know
remaining.
For sure. I was waiting.
What's the category of streets?
Maintenance of streets and walks.
Signs here by now. I told our supplier that it was, you know, as soon as we could, so it came out of this year's budget. So it should be here soon.
Do you think it's a week? 2 weeks?
I would hope a week.
A
I would
week.
Hope within a week
okay.
we have that.
I mean, we have next board meeting, we can vote on it. I mean, I don't know how long these guys will hold off on these bids.
It was one of those
30
things
days.
I was trying to get it.
It's dated yesterday.
Says,
it says 30 days.
It's usually 30 days,
yeah.
isn't it?
So we if we can get our invoices in the next 2 weeks, get an idea what we're short.
Mm-hmm.
I think it looks like we're going to be short around, we'll just split the difference like 4,500-ish.
Yeah.
We have the money we can pull from other things. We have, but the 30,000 might, it's probably going for the MFT thing. But we do have that 30,000 there that came for street projects.
If they wait until the next meeting, are they going to be able to get it done so we can get it paid before the end of the month?
That's kind of why I was trying to.
Good point.
So
there's your.
Otherwise, it'll be coming out of next fiscal year. So
yeah.
But like I said, we could cap it at 30,000 and say this is what we.
Or we can cap it at 35 because we should be good at 35. Just cap it at 35.
But we need you to know how much you spent on things you ordered.
Right.
First, like the salt. You should have that number.
And I do. I've got ours last.
Don't have it on you right now.
Right. I don't have that on me right now.
But you're asking us to approve money right now. So we need to know how much money we can approve based on how much money you have ordered.
Right.
So I'm just asking... If you want us to approve money, have all the money numbers that you have spent so that we can look at this and deduct quickly.
It's kind of
because
hard
now we have to wait for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's kind of hard right now because it's, you know, we're trying to get stuff bought so we can use up some of the things.
But you wouldn't have bought anything if they didn't tell you how much it was going to cost, right? So that's
well,
what I'm asking
signs,
for, is those
signs
numbers.
Signs are a little different animal, because you need signs no matter what. So.
But every sign has an individual dollar number. And however many you ordered, and
right.
however many posts
there's,
you ordered.
There's different signs for different things.
I know, but that's an easy spreadsheet that they could have given you at any time, and should have given you before you ever said, yes, I want these. So that's what I'm asking for, is when you're ordering something, we must know what you're spending.
Well, it still didn't come out of the budget until...
But you approved it by ordering it,
right.
So now we will be signing a check for it.
Right.
So we need to know how much that is. So, I mean, let's say there was an error and they took the entire $40,000 you have left on signs and posts.
they can just...
You approved it. We gave you the authority to do that. And if that comes in and that's what you bought and that's how much they deliver, we have to write a check for that.
Like I said, post.
I know. I'm just saying you're asking us to approve this, but we don't have all the numbers.
Right.
We need the numbers so that we can tell you yes.
Why don't we just approve it for up to $30,000 so we can move on past this? So.
Yes, please.
Okay. Why don't we, I just need a proposal to approve up to $30,000. We can do it up to 30, and I like that idea. I just need a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve crack sealing up to $30,000 for A1 pavement.
And I need a second.
A second.
All right, thank you. Roll call.
Bubbo?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Stuber?
No.
Trulock?
Yes.
All right, perfect. We don't have anything on the lift station. We probably should take that off there. Do you have something on this lift station?
No, he doesn't.
Like I said, I asked for that.
It's like, it's like been lingering.
Yeah. And they were supposed to update that the bid.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard anything back, kind of like the water stuff.
Yeah, kind of like the water contract. Yeah. All right, we'll just pass that up then. Again. Water meters, that'll probably be for the next budget year.
And you're still waiting for information for those two guys to talk concerning the antenna. That's Premier, right?
Yes.
Co-op.
Yep. I sent his contact information to the meter supplier. But we want to be our meter supplier today, so.
Perfect. Anything else?
We sent off the CDAC information for the plan so they could come and do the assessment. That was sent off today. I got the information back from ERH. Tim looked through. He got me a little bit more information. So that was all shipped off today. So
perfect.
I'll check in with them next week and see where they're at with that. So.
Well, I'll be in Friday morning too. We can go through the sewer thing for you guys and the water rate thing. We'll look through those two proposals too.
Yeah.
Kind of get an idea on that.
I'll check that number, Terrence, tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Get that.
Yeah, that's all
I'm
asking.
The only one I don't know the exact number on.
Right.
Got the salt, that's not a big one. The signs, that's not a huge one. For the post, I'm sorry. But, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to be able to tell you yes.
Yeah.
And us have it to back it up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, I'll get that.
All right. Thanks.
Send him a message tomorrow.
Thank you.
Anything else?
That's it.
Perfect.
It's on the other side.
All right, Chief. You're next.
Please don't forget that that's there. It's down here.
Well, if everything goes right, our Jersey Police RMS software system should be up and running tomorrow. Training for the officers will be at 11 o'clock. Hopefully, the transition between the old system to the new system to go online, on the website, web-based, should be done tomorrow.
Can you remind us, what exactly is this?
It's the report writing system.
This is our report writing system, and it keeps track of all of our data, and like citations and warnings and case reports and suspicious people, you know, just
mm-hmm.
persons and vehicles and all that stuff.
Now, is that going to save us? Is it going to go up in costs? Because are they going
to
store it in a cloud then?
Based on what we had in the past, let's see, we're talking probably we're spending around $850 or $875 for everything, and this one's $1,640. But there are $15 for each device that goes up and goes on web-based. Saves on paper, files, and all this other kind of stuff because we won't have to print the stuff. This is real-time database, so if we say, for instance, we've got two cars out on the street, both of them's got their system up and running, the minute somebody puts in something into that system, the other unit will also get that information. That saves us from coming in here, connecting to the Wi-Fi, downloading all the stuff off of the laptop, and downloading everything from the server back to the laptops. And anytime in between there, you can have a problem, corrupt file, or you lose connection or something like this. This web-based site will prevent that from even happening. We get a lot of duplications as far as names and addresses and stuff. This should help eliminate that as well. All in all, I think it's going to end up being a very good program, and I think it's worth the price.
Perfect.
I like it better. You can't corrupt the system as easy.
Exactly.
So that was always
unless
a bad problem.
You poke a hole in their cloud.
Yeah, and
good.
All the updates and software, it's all comes
yeah, but
with.
If you forget to download before you upload,
yeah, if you do it
backwards, it just corrupts the system.
If you export from the server onto the laptop before you
that'll
take
happen.
Everything off the laptop and put it in
yeah.
the server, everything that you put on your laptop that is new is wiped out.
That's the old system or
the
new
system?
That's the old
okay.
system.
That's yeah, so this is actually good.
Yeah, that has happened before.
I hate it. It has happened before.
Mess, let me tell you. So I think this, all in all, is going to be a lot better for the officers. And the fact that it's real time.
We've got to get a new one.
Anything that's real time that you can get right off of the cars, the minute it goes up to the cloud, is got to be perfect for the officers. Say if the officer goes and stops the same car for something else, he's already known that, hey, we've got mm-hmm. this already in here, that he's going to stop for this, and then we can say, instead of a warning, you get a ticket this time, or whatever.
On, I do have a couple questions, too, on, and you might not know the answer to this one. On the camera system that you're wanting for the cars, does the state's attorney office have the ability to pull their own files from it?
I don't think so. I think it's a possibility, but it's not. It's not part of our...
That's what they're doing from the other agencies now with the WatchGuard systems. They can pull their own data.
Yeah.
And that saves time.
Yeah. I think it might be possible, but we have not actually planned on that at this time.
What about the report writing system? Can they pull from that?
No.
Okay.
Okay. And on the cameras... All that stuff has been moved to the next fiscal budget, so there's not really too much to say about that at this point. The full-time, part-time ads that are running for police officers, they're up and running. You should have it on the Illinois Chiefs of Police Association, the Blue Line, the News Gazette, the Village Facebook page, and both websites. That's about everything I have for you guys.
Tell us about the dog.
Oh, yes, the dog. There was another incident with that.
People's names.
And it occurred yesterday. Animal control. The dog was impounded by animal control. For
many people may not know.
What's that?
They may not all know.
I've only told Terrence is the only one I've talked to on this.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, yesterday we got word from animal control that they picked up a dog because it attacked a person. The person ended up on the hospital, ended up with 70 stitches. It was pretty serious. It was on the calf. It was pretty much wide
70?
Open. Yes.
70. 70. Yeah.
70. And so he started to want to have the dog back. Well, basically, let's go back. The animal control obviously is doing a dangerous dog report like we've always done in the past, because we mirror their statutes as well as the state statute.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what it is they've got it in quarantine for 10 days because of the rabies. That's a quarantine for that. They have no other choice other than to return the dog to the owner if the owner wanted the dog, but they would do it with the dangerous dog. That would be kind of like we did on the others. It would have all those restrictions that you have to have it muzzled. You have to have somebody with the dog. It's 18 on up, and you know all those restrictions there. Fenced in area, if that's what they require, and it's pretty standard stuff, and it's really strict. Now, I personally did not want that dog back here because that dog is, to me, is just plain dangerous. We talked to the father of the guy that owns the dog, And we were able to convince him that it's in his best interest to turn that dog over to animal control. He agreed to do that, so we will not have that dog back in this resident. That's the way we try to deal with this, if these things kind of things happen. We don't want those dogs here. So he was convinced that it would be to his best interest to turn it over to animal control, and he signed the papers over today. So unfortunately, it was one where he was tethered out into the backyard. Somehow he broke the chain and just unprovoked went and attacked the person that was walking by. He was walking their dog. Dog didn't seem interested in the dog for some reason. Don't know why. That's dog behavior, I guess. And she's okay. And like I said, she has some 70 stitches and so forth. He's going to be responsible for all the medical bills and all that kind of stuff there. So it's in his best interest to have that dog back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. We kind of made sure that, you know, we did our best to make sure that happened, and it happened.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Rick?
Because something like that, I know not talking like that. But I can only go so far, you know, with our ordinances and so forth. But if we can convince them, you know, we're all better off.
Thank you.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
Thank you.
Perfect. All right. Papers report.
Bills. A good Fairlawn. What's the credit for Fairlawn for?
Their service deposit.
Their what?
Service deposit.
Service.
We're going to start having a lot of those now that people have started paying the service deposits. Because anything, like if they have a minimum final bill, then their service deposit's $50, so we'll have to refund them the rest.
Okay.
We move that money somewhere, or is it just okay just to pay it out of the general fund?
I asked the auditors and they said it was fine.
No? Okay. Alright.
And then there's no the paper is signed.
That's what
that
said. Okay, sorry.
It's probably laying somewhere between here and the village hall.
Probably.
Alright, any other questions on the bills,
guys? I make a motion to pay the bills as presented.
A second.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Bubba?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
All right. Do we have any sewer credits?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Make
yes.
a motion to pay or to sewer credit for 413 East Boone Street. For $59.40.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Bethel?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
All right. And regular session minutes, March 19th, 2019.
I make a motion to accept the minutes as is.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? Perfect. There's no executive session. The ordinance for the lighting. All right, we'll table that. We don't have a contract for year H. Tolono Fun Days. We usually transfer $8,000 to Tolono Fun Days.
I make a motion to transfer the $8,000 to the Tolono Fun Day Committee.
And a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Bethel?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
All right, now you're up. This is the expensive one. Well, actually, not expensive with Matt. Nobody can beat Matt's prices. So.
So I gave you guys all a spreadsheet and hopefully it broke down a little bit for you. First page is just an overview of what we have and summary of the projects. The server replacement one, one of the servers over at the Village Hall is going to go into life this coming January. That's running Locust, they're billing softwares for sewer and water, QuickBooks, our exchange through email. So looking to get that replaced. The licensing is through CDW with their Illinois contract. The hardware is through Dell. If we order the server tonight, they actually have a sale that ends. I think we'll save another $400 or so on it.
So this price on here is without that $400 savings? On here?
Correct.
Okay. So we could be looking at 45 instead of 49.
Well, actually, no.
For the server.
Mm-hmm. So the server is 37 right now, if you're looking at the right one. 37.75.
Yeah.
So that one could drop another 400 or so.
It's on the other page.
They're front and back. Safe.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. That one.
Sorry.
Not this one that says server replacement.
No.
That's the one I was thinking too.
Yes.
I was keeping you on your toes.
Thank you.
So the total price is essentially $9,000.
Yeah. Between all the projects on that first page, mm-hmm. I broke it off on the side. New projects is right under $9,000. So server replacement, miscellaneous is going to be a license to actually get the laptop that Brandy uses. With the professional, so it's on the domain, so the same password, so you can sync it to the equipment we have at the village. It's managed. Cabling, so we can make our own cables, we just haven't purchased cables in the ends to make those cables. Wireless is going to be to get a new gateway to replace the Sonic Wall. Sonic Wall, they charge you a subscription if you want to maintain it and do firmware updates or any kind of security patches. The three access points, so one in the back where the old boardroom used to be. Right now we're using one of my spare ones from home. One up front and then one out in the shop. The controller to manage those. And the same system we have here at the PD. The PD server room project is in preparation for Rick's cameras. If we actually do them on-prem, we could be getting a rack, UPS if needed. The rails for the NAS and the NAS itself, which the NAS would be your storage location. It's big enough that if we need to do extra storage for his cameras, we can add more drives, and then the drives to deal with those.
Because he has a rack back there.
He has a on-wall rack.
Okay.
So it's not, we wouldn't be able to put a full rack server in there.
On his thing, I'm going to suggest is we approve not to exceed $9,595.62. And the reason for that is we've talked about this over and over again for the last 4 years and never have done it. We've talked about adding a camera in the front office to show the front door, and that if you look on, I can't remember what page it was now. It's broken down in the thing for a camera. It's about $598.49. We already have the server in place for it. We can add two more cameras to that server. So I'm suggesting we add that into his budget. It won't go over what we've allotted for him. It'll take us right up to that number. And then if he saves the money on the server, then essentially
it's a wash.
It's a wash. So, but we can add that camera in there, because, and that's simple, that's something that Brian and I can actually do.
And we'll use that cable that we ordered too.
Yeah, the cabling that he's ordering, he's going to make the cable for it, so.
Do you have a cable tester? I know that's a silly question to ask of you, but.
I do not have a cable tester, I just plug it in and make sure it works.
I have one.
You have one? Mm-hmm. Can we also make sure he gets a cable tester?
Yeah, get a nice one, like the egg or whatever.
Next fiscal year?
No, not that nice.
I have a few questions. All right, so on the very first page that we were given, we have an initial budget of $15,000. And then the current projects are at $14,358.03. Is that correct?
So.
And then this is how much is remaining.
Yeah, so this is all the projects that we had
yeah.
listed here.
Mm-hmm.
Remaining is what?
Mm-hmm.
$15,000 minus
yeah.
Our projects.
Now, the new projects that you want to do are all of these that are on the following pages. Is that correct?
Yes. The only one that's not on there is the cameras. It's zero.
Actually, it is there.
But it is on one of the separate pages.
Yeah, it's yeah, zeroed out on the front page.
I just took it out because if we were going to go for next year or not.
Okay. So this is what we're talking about is approving a budget for next year, or this is in addition to what we've already spent this year.
This wipes out what we've allotted for him
this year.
This will zero out his budget.
2018 or 2019? That's what I'm asking.
Fiscal year 19.
19.
So what I think Gary is asking is the $8,953.65. Is that number included in this project's total number of $14,358.03?
Yes, it is included, but we don't have the camera one included on there.
Oh,
since it wasn't in the total on the first page.
Okay.
But it is.
So that's what he's asking, because
I just said
projects, and then down here it says new projects.
Yeah.
So he wasn't sure if this was everything you've already spent.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And all I did is added the $641 into his project price, so to bring it up to 95.62. And hopefully he saves the money and it'll be a lot less.
You have 28 days.
Hopefully he'll go home and order it.
Yeah, he will.
So.
I'm going to order that one tonight if we approve it.
I make a motion to approve the 89, what was it, 90?
95.62, $9,500.
IT projects.
Okay.
Not to exceed.
$9,595.62 for Brian to purchase this stuff.
This stuff. I need a second.
Second.
Real stuff. Call.
Bell?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Sherlock?
Yes.
Very well put together. Here are the official quotes. Do you need this?
I've got an individual. I was bringing in case you guys wanted to see those.
Everybody wants to see them?
Is that the ones for get IT? Something.
Those are the quotes for
these projects.
Oh, for these projects. No, I'm sorry.
No one ever wants to see IT project quotes.
Well, because
these could go in the official minutes.
Because there was something.
Okay.
So get the invoices.
I don't want to approve them because they don't have a number of.
For next year's budget.
I'm sorry.
For next year's budget, can we work in?
I would like to.
Work in this
get
in?
That. Get rid of all
stuff?
This craziness.
Sure.
Or if nothing else, put it on that table over there.
We can be more professional than that.
Yeah. On special permits, these are all the. We have a whole. Eddie put all of his in.
Yeah, I see that.
He's not here to pay us.
I didn't let Brandy approve these because I wanted to talk about them here tonight.
I couldn't approve them. You were supposed to approve
them. Oh, okay. I was supposed to approve them. The Tolono Fund Day ones, we usually redirect that money to Tolono Fund Day. The money for those. Those are two for that. The
anniversary party.
There's the class reunion.
Well, it's not a class reunion. It's just a party, and people also happen to have class reunions that day.
And then their 59th anniversary, we normally kick that. We waive the fee on that one. So that's why I saved those out. You guys can do with them what you want. I'll approve them. I can approve them regardless, but you guys have to prove the money part. If you guys want to send the money to Fun Day for the two on Fun Day and waive their anniversary. We've done it, I think, every year, waive their anniversary fee. Saves them a couple bucks. So, any discussion?
Yes. On the paperwork that he got with the special permits, it specifically talks about what he needs to include with his application.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he did not do that.
What did not include?
Provision of security, including but not limited to the number of security and the fencing. This is all the way at the very end. It's page 7 of 7.
Oh, okay.
The nature of the event. He's... Yes, that right there.
Step to the highlight.
Yes, the very last page.
Yeah.
And I am sure that Eddie has all the appropriate liability insurances. Mm-hmm. However,
we do need a copy of it.
On an official request of the village, you cannot put same as any day. Because that doesn't tell us anything. That does not prove that you are being a responsible business owner that's inviting hundreds of people to come to your business for an event. So, I'm fine with you approving them, but this has to stop.
I agree. That's why.
Or why don't we just table it until the next meeting and have?
Because none of these are till June or later.
I do like how he got everything in early.
Yes,
yes, I definitely appreciate that.
But that's why they're here too. That's the other thing they're here too: the money and that.
If we want everyone to follow the same things, we have to have everyone follow the same rules.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And as far as the fee, I personally vote not to waive any of the fees.
Even the one to Fun Day?
The Fun Day one, as long as we can prove that Fun Day is actually getting the money.
They do. They write the check to Fun Day.
Then that's fine.
I think last year he was actually here at the meeting.
Yes, he wrote it to you
on
there.
On the charity event ones, we always have them write the check to the charity because we don't want to take their money and then have to write the charity a check. It's just cleaner that they write it.
And now, the other part of waiving the fee, we specifically wrote in here, 8.3.060 application fees, there shall be an application fee of $50 per day for a special event. However, such a fee shall be waived for governmental organizations, churches, educational organizations, and the Tolono Fun Day Committee.
So we don't have to vote on that one.
We are the ones that voted to put that in.
I mean, we don't have to vote on the Tolono Fun Day one.
Right. No.
Oh, never mind.
I understand what you're saying.
I figured out what I said, so.
But we are the ones that decided that that's the language we were going to go with.
Right.
So at some point we need to go with the language we said we were putting in.
The reason why we waived their anniversary one, because the business has been here 59 years. So and that was a nice thing that we've done for the business that's been in the community for 59 years. On Tolono Fun Day, we've always waived that fee and sent the money to Tolono Fun Day, just because it's Tolono Fun Day is losing that business essentially by them having an event, so people are drawn away from the park.
But you notice what we didn't put in there? If your business has been in this community for 59 years, we'll waive your fee.
Okay.
We also didn't put if your business supports Tolono Fun Day, which they don't support Tolono Fun Day. They have an event on Tolono Fun Day because there are a lot of people in Tolono, and it's a very smart business thing to do.
Exactly.
I'm fine with the Tolono Fun Day ones being written to Tolono Fun Day.
Yeah.
Absolutely fine with that. But the others, they are a business. They are here to make money. And they are only being charged $50.
True.
Per day.
True.
That is my stance.
Anybody else have any input on it?
I do. One of the things that I also noticed, though, was will admission be charged? On all of the events, he said, no, admission will not be charged. So he is actually bringing more people to the community. Granted, the time of day and where the location is further away from the park, but he is still bringing people to Tolono.
Yes,
true.
And not charging any extra.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I got to say.
And we're not really waiving a fee.
We're not waiving these.
No.
We're not waiving
still
the fun
it.
Day
no.
fee.
We're just redirecting.
Right.
Yeah, we're redirecting.
Right. Yeah. The only fee that we'd waive is if you guys chose to, is the 50th. 59th anniversary. So, all right.
we'll have him get the rest of the information on there, and if, well, actually, why don't, if you guys want to waive the 59th anniversary fee, we'll bring it back to the board to vote on it. Or we can approve it pending him bringing the information and providing it. It's up to you guys either way. Since it's here, we can do it that way. Ryan, you've been doing this a lot longer than all of us.
Just do it next meeting.
Okay.
You can bring your stuff in. It's not going to hinder.
Well, I can't because I won't be there.
But you won't be there. I'll have someone reach out to him. Or I can reach out to him on Friday. All right, cool. All right. Next meeting. Anything on the new? Do you want to discuss anything on the nuisance files?
Justin's got a couple that have asked for extensions.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right.
I'm fine with that letter we got, the extension letter.
The one that went to court and paid the fine, or hasn't paid the fine. They tried, but the thing hadn't got through the court yet. We gave them a couple week extension because they're actually doing something. They're actually moving along, and it's
he's cleaned up a bunch.
Yeah, he's cleaning up a bunch. They're working on the weekends. His daughter's helping him.
Because I can see it from mom's house.
I'm fine, like, giving them extensions as long as there's progress. Unless anybody has
anything
against that. I agree.
As long as there's progress.
So, but no, he's moving along on a lot of them. So, I think most of the emails are getting pushed out to you guys. Can you think of anything else?
Did we add the one from we discussed last meeting and check on the permit? Because wasn't it?
Yes, his permit expired in
his
March.
Permit has expired.
Okay.
I don't know what we need to do about that and check into it.
Well, I guess we can support that to Justin, and that's what we pay him for. So.
I mean, I really think that something needs to be done. And that's
yeah.
I know we talked about it. Because the end of March, his permit was up.
Okay. Well, we'll look into that one. We'll bring Matt into the mix too on that one. Matt, Justin, and Brandy.
Summer had got a complaint from somebody the other day, and she sent an email to Rick to have him check it to see if it's really worthy to put on the list and send a letter or not. So.
Okay.
For the same place.
Different one. Any other discussion on nuisances? All right, we do have stuff for executive session. Sorry. I know everybody's excited. So if there's nothing else for the good order, we'll go ahead and give me a motion and take a little break.
Motion to enter into executive session for the limited purposes of discussing the hiring, performance, compensation, and or employment of one or more village employees. Courtesy of 5 ILCS 120/2, subsection C, subsection 1.
I'll second.
Can you repeat that?
I don't know if I want to second. You need to say it all.
I didn't quite get that. Could you please repeat
no.
the ordinance?
No. All right.
Buffo?
Yes.
Morris?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
Good idea.